Hello, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have the James Valley Pheasants Forever Banquet Chair, Ken McDougall, joining us. And Ken, welcome to our show.
Hey, thanks for having me on this beautiful day in North Dakota.
Yeah, it is a beautiful North Dakota day. I mean, we got the snow on the ground. You know, we're still in winter, but that just means spring is getting closer.
That's right.
Right?
And we need this moisture.
Yes, we do. Ken, joining us today, we're going to talk about the James Valley Pheasants Forever upcoming banquet. Their annual banquet is this Friday, March 9th, at the Casey Hall in Jamestown. But Ken, for our listeners maybe have heard about the Pheasants Forever, what do you guys do and what's your involvement in the community and the region?
Well, the James Valley Pheasants Forever chapter was formed 8 years ago. Pheasants Forever has been around longer than that, and Pheasants Forever is a habitat organization. You can't have wildlife if you don't have a place for them to live and a place for them to get something to drink and a place for them to have something to eat.
Right.
So habitat is the key for this organization. And we also work on youth projects. So getting the youth out of the house, into the outdoors. No child left indoors is one of our mottos.
I like that. I like that one. Kind of a play on the no child left behind kind
That's
of thing,
exactly
right?
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Perfect. So you guys have been doing this about 8 years and obviously operating as a nonprofit. So you guys hold several fundraisers and this big one, big fundraiser for you guys.
This is our once a year fundraiser. Just want people in the Jamestown area to know that with Pheasants Forever, every dollar that we raise at this banquet stays with our local chapter, and members of our chapter can then decide where to spend that money.
Okay.
You need to be a member of Pheasants Forever to attend our banquet, but only one person per family needs to be a member.
Excellent.
That membership fee goes to the national organization. That's where they get the money to do what they do on a national level.
Excellent. What are... I guess before we get too far into the banquet too, Ken, what are some recent projects that the James Valley Pheasants Forever has worked on?
Well, pollinator projects are something that we've been working on. Bees are crucial to our eating. If we don't have bees, we don't have pollination. We don't have pollination, we don't have crops.
Mm-hmm.
So Pheasants Forever and our local chapter has been working with local landowners to try to put in the kind of plants that bugs will grow spring, summer, and fall.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Bees will go there and be able to get the pollen to make the honey. And then when other crops are ready to be pollinated, the bees are there. And, you know, honey is a big thing in Jamestown. Mm-hmm. We have Browning Honey right here, and there's another honey producer in Gackle. North Dakota is pretty much the key to bees in our nation. So last year we referred four different property owners in the Jamestown area to the Pheasants Forever wildlife biologists to help them figure out how to plant plants, and our chapter will buy the seed.
Oh, awesome.
Okay. Yeah, and it's kind of expensive seed, but typically there's like 32 different plants that are in there. And that doesn't mean 32 different plants are going to grow everywhere. Different soils, mm-hmm. Some plants will do better, depending if it's a wet year or a dry year, some will do better. But the key is to get those plants out there. Now, why would pheasants enthusiasts
yeah,
care about all this?
Yeah, pheasants and the bees, where does that, yeah.
Well, baby pheasants eat bugs.
Ah, okay.
So if you have places where flowering plants are, there will be bugs, and if there are bugs, baby pheasants will have something to eat. And pheasants need lots of things to go right in order to have a good hatch, and one of them is something for the babies, the little chicks, to eat. So pollinators are good for lots of reasons, but Pheasants Forever is part of that because it's good for wildlife.
Excellent. So again, we have Ken McDougall with the James Valley Pheasants Forever joining us on Let's Talk. So they do need to raise money in order to continue doing these different projects, the pollinator projects, and their big fundraiser this Friday, March 9th at 5:00 at the Casey Hall is going to do that. So for 8 years, has this been a big event for you guys?
Yes, it has.
Yeah.
And there have been just a few key members who've really worked on this banquet. And some years we pick up one here and there. Somebody will move. Somebody comes into town. They help with us. But,
yeah.
You know, it's just it's a fun project for us. We usually start in January, and we meet and we contact our sponsors, and we get some donations, and then we go shopping, and some of the businesses in town give us some discounts. And so it's all purchased. It's all ready to go. What we need people to show up at our banquet who support wildlife, support habitat, support youth projects, so we can have a good fundraiser. And the more people are there, the more we raise, the more we can do.
Excellent. So, Ken, just a big night of things, too. You've got meals, you've got auctions, and you got a speaker coming in as well.
That's right. Melissa Shockman is a Pheasant Forever Precision Agriculture and Conservation Specialist. That's a big word, but Melissa works in Southeast North Dakota, and there are landowners out there are realizing that lots of little places, maybe some not so little places, don't produce very well. The input costs to plant a crop there exceed what they get out of it when they harvest. So precision agriculture is a way of implementing alternative practices on that on those non-profitable acres.
Okay.
So it improves the return on investment for the landowner, while hopefully providing some benefits for soil health, water quality, and wildlife. So Melissa began working in the area in 2016. She started working with six producers. Currently in Southeast North Dakota, there are 10 producers utilizing the Precision Ag Business Planning Program through Pheasants Forever.
Wow.
And that covers about 40,000 acres of farmland. So you identify those acres that are not productive.
Yeah.
And then Melissa will help them decide. Maybe they want to plant a cover crop for some soil and water health or grazing or for some seed production. Maybe they want to plant some native grasses or some alfalfa. Some of them will just put it into pasture. If they got pasture next to it, they can just extend the pasture into there.
Right.
But also, there are some state, federal, and non-government agency programs that offer cost-sharing assistance.
Mm-hmm.
Things like pollinator projects. There's some easements. Melissa can help people. Pheasants Forever can help people decide if there are CRP acres coming up that are available. Perhaps they can put it into CRP.
Okay.
Our chapter is there. Again, we want to help. We've helped fund Melissa's activities the last couple years. Multiple chapters chip in to help pay for that. But if somebody wanted to put a pollinator plant in that area, here we are. Contact our chapter. We'll buy that seed.
Awesome.
We have a pollinator project going on this spring out at Crystal Springs.
Okay.
There's a youth group meeting out there, and with the group that are out at the camp at Crystal Springs, we're going to provide the seed, and we've got an area there that's been tilled up. We're going to plant that, and in addition to that, there are going to be five different stations, I believe, set up, and one's going to talk about, okay, how much food would we have if we didn't have bees, and plant identification, the Game and Fish is going to work with that. We've got a grant through the North Dakota Wildlife Heritage Fund.
Awesome.
And, you know, if you put different groups together, and we chip in here, there, and somebody else chips in there, the state chips in, we can get some pretty amazing things done and teach youth the importance of wildlife and that type of stuff. So we're excited to help, and we encourage other landowners out there, if they're interested in precision agriculture or pollinators or something like that. In 2018, plans are being made for over 500 acres of this unprofitable, non-profitable land to be put into other types of cover in our southeast part of North Dakota. And sometimes that land will be available for hunting.
Yeah, there
I know
you go.
One producer is putting a quarter section into the public land open to sportsmen, what we call plots. So we do not require, if somebody wants to get some help from us in putting in a pollinator plant or anything like that, there's no requirement that they have to open their land to hunting. That's that's each landowner's decision, and it's their land. They control that. We just want to be there to help them, because we don't expect the landowners to be completely benevolent and help us pheasant hunters out there. We want to help them too.
Gotcha. Very good. Ken McDougal again joining us on Let's Talk. Ken, let's give a little information about the Friday evening. Looks like you guys have a delicious dinner planned.
Oh, yeah.
This sounds real good.
Yep. We have prime rib dinner, potatoes, vegetables, dinner roll. It is Lent. And yes. We realize on Friday some people don't want to eat red meat, so we'll also have a fish available for people that want to have fish. You just let them know at the registration desk, mm-hmm. and they'll give you a little card so the servers know. And we're excited about that. We open up at 5 o'clock. You know, mm-hmm. there'll be raffles and silent auctions and grab bags and all sorts of things going on, 50-50 raffles. So get there at 5 and participate in the fun. At 7 o'clock, we'll mm-hmm. sit down. We'll have the meal. The Barnes County North shooting team will be serving the meal.
Awesome.
In case people don't know, shooting teams are like high school trap shooting teams. It's the fastest growing sport in America shooting teams. So they're going to serve it. We're also going to have one game at the banquet that's totally designated for that team.
Okay.
And there's a couple prizes that'll be given away, but half of the money that we raise we'll go to the Barnes County North shooting team for that game. And so if people come and buy it out, we'll make a $1,000 donation to the Barnes County North shooting team. And we're hoping that's the kind of thing that can get set up here in Jamestown. We've heard the high school and maybe even the college is going to get into this sport.
Wow. Okay.
That would be something our club would be interested in. But we have all sorts of prizes. We have artwork. We have shotguns, rifles, mm-hmm. that type. We have compound bow. We have fishing gear. We have depth finders, fish finders. We have jewelry. We have a Yeti cooler and big green egg cooler,
awesome.
A grill. We even have an electric lawnmower on the auction this year, you know.
We'll be coming on that soon enough, right?
Yeah,
right. We'll have to mow the lawn.
The snow is going to bring grass up, and with an electric lawnmower, they're so quiet, and it even has headlights. You could mow your lawn at midnight and not bother the neighbors.
I like that idea.
Heck yeah. So we basically have something for everyone, big, small,
awesome.
And encourage people to come out and just be part of the fun.
So, Ken, how much are tickets? Do they have to get them beforehand, or can they get those at the door, too?
Well, it'll be quicker if you get them beforehand, because then you can just stop at the one desk and get your bid number, and you're in. But they are available at the door.
Okay.
You can also get them where I work at Downtown Dental. The gals at the front desk will help you buy your ticket.
Awesome.
You can get them at pheasantsforeverevents.org. Just search for events in North Dakota, and you click on it. You can buy your ticket that way.
Okay.
Yes, you can get them at the door.
Okay. But they do have to be a member. We do have to remember that. They have to be a member of Pheasants Forever.
One person in the family needs to be a member. So membership in Pheasants Forever is $35. The meal is $20. We round that down to $50 for that first person.
Okay.
And then everybody thereafter is $20. And if you bring somebody 17 and under, that's $20. But they also get their membership in what's called Ringneck.
Okay.
So they get a magazine appropriate for youth. They get their meal. We have a couple games just for the youth.
Awesome.
And I have enough prizes for youth that I'd be surprised if any of the young people that come there don't go home with at least two prizes. So
awesome.
youth are welcome. You know, they get their meals, some mm-hmm. prizes, their Ringneck membership. So it could be a fun night.
Absolutely. Again, that's this Friday starting at 5 o'clock at the Casey Hall in Jamestown. Ken, if anybody has questions, do you guys have a number? Obviously you said you had the website Pheasants Forever. Event.org that they can go, but any number anywhere else
they can call me on my cell phone number. That'd be fine. It's 701-269-9157. I'll be happy to answer any of their questions.
Excellent.
And you know, I'm just so proud of the banquet committee and all the work that they've done and put forth in this. And Friday at 8 o'clock, we meet at one of our sponsors, Perkins, and have breakfast. And then we go down in the basement of my office. We have thousands and thousands of dollars of stuff sitting down there. We'll haul it over to the KC Hall, get it all set up. 5 o'clock, let the fun begin.
Absolutely. Ken, thank you so much for joining us here on Let's Talk. And make sure you guys get out to the Pheasants Forever Banquet this Friday in Jamestown.
Thank you.